Manga, big in Japan, page 110. Åsa Ekström is one of Sweden's most famous manga illustrators. She is one of the creators of Swedish manga. Even though she presently lives and works with manga in Sweden, she is a great fan of Japan. She is inspired by the diversity of the country. She especially loves to eat onigiri, Japanese rice balls, when she visits.
When did you start to draw manga and why?
It was a friend who really liked to watch anime, Japanese animated movies, that introduced me to manga. I thought it was enchanting, so at 14 I started to draw manga on my own.
You worked in a manga studio in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Yes. After high school, I attended an art school, Serieskolan, in Malmö. It was through a contact at school I got in touch with the manga studio in Tokyo. I visited once, but I wanted to stay for a longer period, so I applied for a scholarship to go back and work as an assistant. Luckily, I got it.
Mm.
At a manga studio, a sensei, a teacher who has a certain level of mastery in an art form, works together with all his or her assistants. I really learnt a lot there. My job consisted mostly of the basics, filling in darker shades on the pages where it was needed, and also pasting on screen tones in different shades of grey.
Mm.
It is the studio's sensei that draws most of the main characters. The work at the studio consists of long hours and very little money. In Japan, you usually have to work as an assistant for years to become an illustrator on your own. It is hard work to become a sensei.
What was the best part of your job there, and the worst?
The best thing was the experience of working in a Japanese manga studio. Nothing can beat that. The most difficult thing was the language barrier. I can only speak a little Japanese, and most people there don't know any English at all. It is not always easy to communicate, but we tried our best to understand each other.
Can you compare yourself with Japanese illustrators? Are they much more skilled?
Well, the Japanese grow up with manga around them. Manga is always very present in their childhood, so they naturally have more experience with it. In Japan, manga is also more of a craft, meaning you draw according to certain rules and techniques. However, in Sweden, manga is not considered a craft as such. I have more artistic freedom when I work at home.
What do you like the best about Japan, aside from manga?
There is much to love about Japan. A lot of people fall in love with the country. It is oriental and exotic, while at the same time a very developed country. It is a place of extremes. Everything is either extremely cute or extremely ugly. The Japanese people are extremely rigid and polite. Nothing is just ordinary, the way we're used to at home.
What did the Japanese think of you? They must have considered you quite different, being a girl from Sweden doing manga.
They saw me as an alien. The Japanese think of manga as their thing.
Yeah.
It isn't until recently that they have understood that manga is huge around the rest of the world as well. But they are still very astonished when a Westerner is as dedicated to manga as I am.
Is manga as popular in Japan as we imagine?
Yes, it really is. 40% of all that is published in Japan is manga.
Okay.
It is most common among kids and young adults, but people of all ages read it. It is even used as educational material in school.
What is the best thing about drawing manga for a living?
The absolutely best thing about my job is that I get to do what I love. I work on my own and get to decide when and where I will work from day to day. If I feel like it, I can travel to Japan and work there with whatever I'm doing.
If you had to draw only one type of character or thing or being from now on, what would it be?
I would draw my own comic, Sayonara September, That's definitely my baby. It's about students at an art school, not unlike the school I attended, but the characters are all fictitious. My dream is to work only with my own manga characters and plots.
And finally, what advice would you give to someone who would like to draw manga?
Practice. It is, of course, easier if you're born with some kind of artistic talent, but to get really good at manga, you have to practice.
Manga is comics and print cartoons in Japanese and is a style developed in Japan in the late 20th century. In Japan, manga is read by people of all ages, and the subjects range from everything from an ordinary day at school to a magic castle in the sky. Manga can be drawn in almost any design, but the most famous style is the one that is aimed at a younger audience and where the characters have large eyes, small mouths, and sometimes abnormal hair colour.